My lord, I'm just not prepared for a vibe like court clockwork. To come in on time. Well, let's get him in.
Do you want to switch over to that new music?
Well, yeah, we got to do that.
Roscoe.
Si, senor.
Hey, hola. We got something to add to your vibe music today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we're gonna we got Arc.
It's a compilation composition compile
35 minutes worth. Anyway, what's going on?
Of course, I don't get the station, so I can't hear it.
I'll hum it for you.
It sort of sounds like when you and Dan are doing the floors.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Especially when it's my headphones up to the mic feeding back.
Great.
On top of it. Ah, so it's vibe report time.
Oh, yeah.
And you're doing the Roscoe City Tour 91.
Yeah, playing a couple gigs.
Cool.
Right now I'm just trying to figure out what pair of boots to wear.
That's tough. The steel-toed ones. You might have to kick Robert Gordon.
I do, yeah, I did sort of, I was thinking about these ones with the double sole.
I don't know, if you kicked him in the sinus, his whole head would explode.
If we kicked him in the sinuses, like $100 worth of blow would probably fall on the carpet there.
Oh boy, so you got a gig tonight at the Lone Star, and then you're doing Tuesday at the FMU Benefit and Wednesday at the Knitting Factory.
Yeah, if Nick, whose answering machine doesn't work, is listening, he could call and let me know what time I'm supposed to show with the He-Man to make the noise on Tuesday. Yeah, it should be kind of fun. I think I could remember the words and everything.
Cool.
This occasional coming out of retirement thing is kind of cool.
Okay with me.
Yeah.
So what's the vibe today?
Vibe? I don't know. Do you guys have a nice drive out there?
Oh, it's kind of pleasant. Yeah, it was
very lovely. I couldn't talk a hound into dropping the top, but...
on Price Rocket?
Yeah.
Oh, it's probably a little nippy.
The traffic wasn't bad.
No traffic,
yeah.
None whatsoever.
You got Sally with you?
No, Wild Girl.
Wild Girl.
Sally's working tonight.
Hey, Wild Girl. Hey, did Wild Girl pick...
Black boots,
Roscoe.
What? Wild Girl says black boots.
Oh, black. That's the ones I got on.
Bullseye.
There you go.
Not bad.
We're watching This Old House. Me and Andy. Andy's putting down a few Bud Lights here.
He's not putting down a few floor tiles?
No. Tiles?
I don't, you know what, This Old House. I mean, they're always like going, you know, they're trying to decide what stereo speakers to put into the sauna.
I know.
I mean, I love that show.
See,
it's like
the great
so
thing
out of
about
it.
This Old House is they work, we watch.
Mm-hmm.
No.
They're working some weird stuff, though. I love that when they're drilling the well.
They're working on a real old house today. You know, something that somebody spent a lot of money in, and they keep finding everything else is a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it looks like you're going to have to put a new roof in here, Norm.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, this week I've been preoccupied with the technology thing. I've gotten over the hump, which I'm happy about. But then I just been last night after I left you at the bar, Hound. There was a good JFK thing on A&E.
Oh.
The continuing series. Have you been watching those on investigative reports?
No, I got my cable cut off.
With a hatchet?
Yeah. My reception was so bad I wouldn't pay the bill.
Well,
those ingrates cut off your service. Huh?
That was good. I got home just in time. They had some guy who was a deaf mute who actually saw the two guys on the grassy knoll. He was a deaf mute, and the cops thought he was crazy, and then they tried to offer him money and blah, blah, blah.
Bummer.
Wow.
So who killed JFK? Okay.
The CIA.
Oh, the CIA.
CIA.
CIA. So is the Secret Service a branch of the CIA?
No. It's a branch of the Treasury Department.
They are?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Well, they're T-Men.
Mr. Falls Church, VA.
There it is. They're my neighbors. What can I say?
Wow. That's interesting. So does that give them... Is that almost like IRS type
It's almost
power?
Exactly like IRS. The Secret Service is involved in a bunch of different things besides making sure that one guy doesn't fall over and the other one doesn't get shot.
And they don't do that very well.
Yeah. They, you know, they seize all kinds of weird stuff. They, you know, they do like... It's exactly like the Treasury agents, but counterfeit, they specialize in untaxed stuff that should be taxed, you know, booze and stuff like that, you know.
Records.
Records.
What was it, Oh, yeah, when Kissinger came to talk at my school, those guys at the University of Wyoming, totally blanketed the town for like 3 days beforehand.
See if they could pull out the gun nuts, and then they discovered they're in a town where everybody was a gun nut.
Yeah, well, it was amazing because they'd go and sit at the bars and everything, and they all, they really looked ridiculous in Laramie, Wyoming, because they were all wearing, you know, those same...
blue sport coats?
The same suit.
With the thing in the ear?
They didn't have the thing in the ear, but they all had the American flag, like ceramic pins, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was just kind of...
the mole.
Kind of curious.
They're the mole people.
Mm. Mole.
Mm. Mole.
Mole. Yeah, I'd like to get some mole sauce going. Well, I mean, that's kind of the vibe. I can see the leaves are falling off the trees. That's about the most exciting thing happening today.
The leaves are happening, as a great man once said.
I switched the equipment vibe, though. I'm going to go with the deluxe reverb.
God bless you. Oh, you mean Richards?
No, I'm not going to use that one. Oh. I was thinking about it, but, you know, I don't think, you know, he lent it to me. I don't think for me to drag it around.
No, that's a couch thing, exclusively, yeah. I think.
But, Andy's got one, a really good silver face that was redone by Alan that he's never really had the opportunity to turn up.
So great, you get to play it for him?
Yeah. So, you know, maybe I'll blow it up or something.
Cool.
So, but anyway, we're on at 10:30.
All right.
The Wednesday thing should be good, you know.
Yeah, yeah, that'll be fun. I think it's Todd's last day that he has booked Folk City, and I don't think he would mind if we trash the place.
At the Knitting Factory.
Oh,
yeah.
I think Knitting Factory, I'm sorry.
I think
sorry.
He's looking forward to slugging the bartender himself.
Yeah, he had said something to me like that, and it sounds like these bands between Dash Rip Rock and this guy's the Sin City Disciples.
And you all.
And us. We should be able to, and I'm glad I'm going on in the middle, because then I can get out of hand after I remember the words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fair enough.
So, you know, maybe we'll see a few Hound listeners up there tonight.
That would be so.
10:30.
Okay, Roscoe.
Blah, blah, blah. Till then, aloha.
Vibe onwards, aloha.
Okay.
Small ass.
State of the Vibe Report, ladies and gentlemen. How? How does he do it? Via phone wires.